Good morning. I'm Doug Needham, Director of Education at Longwood Gardens, and I'm partnering with Mary Meyer, my co-chair for the Seed Your Future Promoting Horticulture in the U.S. initiative. So I'm going to move fairly quickly through some of these early slides so that we can really focus on the research findings that are coming in. So just as a reminder, the big goals for this initiative are increasing public awareness of the positive attributes of horticulture, and then having educators, public service workers, students, general public view horticulture as a vital, viable, and vibrant career path. Our anticipated outcomes include things such as improving the public perception of horticulture, increasing the number of students in two-year and four-year colleges and university, with the ultimate outcome of increasing the number of well-trained horticulture employees. So our action plan that I know you've heard about before, the national study, and that will then lead to the development of the education plan, marketing plan, and a public advocacy plan. So what's the status of the initiative as it currently stands? Mary and I are the co-chairs, and that's representing the two major partner organizations on the initiative, American Society for Horticultural Science and Longwood Gardens. And in the room, we have additional steering committee members, Brian Trader there at the back of the room. John Dole's with us as well. John's representing ASHS, and Mike Neff, of course, is also part of the ASHS side of the steering committee. And then Brian and Marnie Conley, and Marnie is our Director of Communications at Longwood. In addition to the steering committee, we're assembling what's called an advisory council that will help to represent the other many voices of horticulture's very diverse industries, and a national leadership council, or cabinet, that will help us with philanthropic development and really promoting the Seed Your Future initiative. So very briefly, there's the timeline. We started this just 1 year ago. Many of you probably were part of the focus group sessions that Fleischmann Hillard conducted while they were here at the conference a year ago. And then this year, we've been disseminating the Phase 1, Phase 2 research reports. Some of you have seen those reports already. As I mentioned, we contracted Philanthropic Council of Martson Lundy, and then recently completed an omnibus telephone survey. Hopefully by this fall, we will be able to conduct the third phase of the national study, and then we are also in the process of developing a video and a website to promote horticulture. So just a quick update then. The methodology, we did both qualitative and quantitative assessment of the perceptions of horticulture. The qualitative was based on those focus group conversations, which included here at the ASHS conference as well as other conferences last year, and then an online survey. And then the quantitative was done as a national omnibus survey, a telephone survey of the general public. And then, as I mentioned, hopefully coming up this fall, we'll be able to initiate the research with 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th grade students, their parents, and their teachers. So what are the findings that we're seeing? Coming out of internal audiences such as yourselves, we're seeing that the thought is the public should care about horticulture because of its health and nutritional benefits, the educational benefits, aesthetics, environmental benefits, and relationship with nature. And our internal audiences don't think that the general public is as fully aware of horticulture's impact. We tend to think as a group that there's a lack of awareness and understanding, that less time is spent outside with nature, potentially confusing it with agriculture, and also possibly associating it with just landscaping. The general public, however, may be more aware than we thought. So coming out of this very recent omnibus survey, which included 1,009 participants, overall, 65% of them said yes, they were familiar with the term horticulture. However, it appears that there are differences based on age, ethnicity, household income, and education. So more specifically, if we look at this, we see that while 72% of those that are 35 plus year olds are familiar with the term horticulture, only 48% of 18 to 34 year olds are. And while 76% of Caucasians are familiar with the term horticulture, only 49% of African Americans and only 41% of Hispanics. We see it also with respect to annual income. Those greater than 50,000, 78% are familiar with horticulture. Those less than 50,000, 54%. College degree, 80% familiar with the term. Some college, 71, high school or less, 52. So those are all statistically significant differences that are shown there in the table. While not statistically significant, there are some what appear to be interesting trends that we find if we break down that 18 to 34 year old range. So at the 30 to 34, 57% were familiar with the term horticulture, 50% in the 25 to 29, 41% in the 18 to 24. So again, I emphasize that is not statistically significant, but it certainly looks like a trend, and it's one that we are very interested now to see, does that trend continue on down when we look at the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th grade students, which, as you all know, that's our potential students for horticulture. We also look to see how Americans define horticulture, and they tend to do it in very broad terms. Things associated with plant growth and care, plant type, other sorts of things. They seem to know that it deals with plants, growing things, taking care of them, gardening, farming, that sort of thing. So we presented to them in this omnibus survey our definition of horticulture. It's the art, the science, production, business, and use of fruits, vegetables, flowers, and ornamental plants, and so on. You're very familiar with that. And then we asked them, how does this definition of horticulture align with your own personal understanding of horticulture before today? And so we look there at the pie chart, and we can see that 41%, it aligns very, very well. It aligns a lot. And then 36% somewhat, and then it drops down from there. But maybe what's a little more interesting is noting that those in the 35-plus-year-old range are more likely to say that it aligns a lot or somewhat. That's 81%. Versus those in the 18 to 34 range, 67% of them agreed with that statement. And so as we're thinking about how we go about attracting students into horticulture, I think it's very important to look at these numbers and understand that with the ethnicity makes a difference, age is making a difference, and then the amount of education is making a difference on how much individuals agree with that particular statement. Then we posed some statements about horticulture and wanted to address what are the perceptions of horticulture with respect to these statements. So the first one was that horticulture is essential to our food, our water, and our environment. It's essential to our well-being and the well-being of our children, our communities, our planet, and our future. And so you look at the pie chart, and there's very strong agreement. You've got strongly disagree, the blue at 46, agree 48, so very, very good agreement with that. However, those 35 plus were, again, more likely to agree with these statements than those in the 18 to 34 year old category. And that I want to also point out, if you'll just kind of pay attention to how this pie chart shifts as I go through these next few slides, you'll see that this begins to drop. The next statement was horticulture is invaluable in that it is everything we eat. It's the plants that surround us. It's all that provides us life and sustains our world. So again, we see very strong agreement with this, but notice that those 35 plus were more likely to strongly agree than the 18 to 34 year olds, 42% versus 22%. And again, we see the difference between white and Hispanics. Notice how it's continuing to drop. This statement, horticulture is universal, omnipresent science and art that is at the core of our physical and emotional well-being through our food and environment. White respondents more likely to strongly agree with this than Hispanic respondents. And then look how this one has dramatically dropped from the pie chart that I showed you three slides back. Horticulture is a diverse area of study. It offers viable, fulfilling, and respected career paths that I would recommend to others. So notice how fewer Americans strongly agree or agree with this statement than with any of the other statements. I think this is a critical piece of information. There's no significant differences or trends within the ages, ethnicities, incomes, etc., but I think it's very telling that this is the statement that Americans in general least agree with. Mary, I invite you up to share challenges facing the horticulture industry.
Thank you, Doug. So this was the online survey that was done that many of you could have participated in after the conference last year. This website was open for a few months, and people, almost 500 people did put their responses in there, identifying the biggest challenges facing the industry: shrinking university programs, skilled labor shortage, lack of funding was another item cited there as a challenge. But we also feel that these challenges can be overcome. Fleischmann Hillard, that we're working with, has identified that the millennial generation very much identifies with things that come with horticulture, with the benefits that we know are there. Horticulture as a career has great viability, as we know, but internally, many of you said, other people that are familiar with the industry said, that it's a very rewarding career. It's a way that you can see your results, very satisfying. There's a lot of diversity to the career, ability to work outside, work with nature, helping others. These are all things that millennials do identify with. The reasons not to pursue a career, again, by internal audiences, number one is economics, the perception of low pay. Unfortunately, there is a large labor or service industry associated with our horticulture industry. People tend to think about that as the only part of our whole career path. It's just one part is our service area, which tends to be lower. As Charlie Hall said, the public doesn't necessarily think of us as anything but pretty, so we need to change that perception. Engaging youth in horticulture, again, internally from the online survey, people feel there's a real need to do this, to be plant mentors, work with children, let them know about horticulture when they're young. Hands-on experiences and early exposure really can pay off. And industry really should be playing an important role, being a place where there are internships for when kids are in high school, when they're in college, offering scholarships, giving opportunities. I know there are garden centers in Minnesota that have individual elementary schools come to them regularly. Every spring the kids come into the garden center. They grow up going to a specific garden center. That can make really make a difference. So to summarize some of our key findings, while, as Doug said, 65% of the people were aware of horticulture, that means 35% really didn't know what it was, and we saw really quite a trend that the younger the respondents were, the less likely they were to know what horticulture was. Again, those factors with relation to demographics, household income, as well as ethnicity did play a role in how aware they were of horticulture. And this is really, I think, quite interesting, the need to educate younger people as to what horticulture is. And the second part that's up there, even if people knew what horticulture was, they were not familiar with how you can make a viable and financially successful career with it. They were kind of stumped as to what to do, how to make it a viable career. So across the board, there's great support for this initiative. Everyone feels that there's a need for this across the industry, all the associations, the people that we have talked with. We really need to work to engage younger people, and that is the focus of our initiative. We need to give horticulture a young face, a new face, so that people can identify with it, and especially to think about it as a great career option. So how are we doing on time? 7 seconds left on the timer. Oh, my gosh. Phew. Happy to try to answer any questions briefly.
Maybe one.
Yes. What's next? We did have that timeline up there. We have the phase three research is coming up, when that's the research with the middle school kids, parents, and teachers. We hope to have that completed by the end of the year, and then our infrastructure with the advisory council and the national leadership group. So thanks for your support of this, and I'm happy to talk further.
Thank you, Mae.